Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Mo, this is a pretty critical 24 hours here for you, yes?
Yeah, it was a Monday was a really critical 24 hours because of my journey with doctor, actually. So blood pressure has become an issue for me, in which I kind of always knew it was coming. I just didn't know when. It's high blood pressure runs in my family. It's very prominent in the Black community, so it's something I always knew I had to look out for.
It can be corrected with stress and diet, though, right?
Yeah.
Exercise, right?
It's too late. Like, that's what I was afraid of, is, like, if you go in there and your blood pressure is so high that they feel like whatever lifestyle you're living is not suitable for your health, then they will put you on some type of medication. And then I've been told that once you go on, like, blood pressure medication, that's it. Like, you on it. And so I'm always kind of, I guess, hesitant or afraid to want to go on a medication that I will never, stop taking. So I didn't think that I was doing anything to where I would have high blood pressure. I really didn't. It was kind of weird to me that I went to the doctor twice, and both the times I went in there, like the first time I went, they told me your blood pressure is really high. So at that time, I think like on average, your blood pressure should be in like the 120s to the early 90s, and mine was like high 130s and high 90s. So they were like, this is something we have to watch, basically.
If this high blood pressure was strictly, and I'm sure it's not, it's probably diet related also, but if it was strictly about you managing stress, do you feel like you do that well? Do you feel like you're kind of chill, or do you feel like you ping kind of high?
Not at that point in my life. When I was going at that point, I genuinely thought it was stress. Like, diet could have been a little bit of it, mm-hmm. but I was like, this is probably stress, because I was just taking on so much at that time. I wasn't always comfortable with a lot of the things that I had on my plate. So I knew I was stressing. And I also thought, like, I don't like how they take your blood pressure, which is no other way for them to take it, but I get stressed going to the doctor. So I would feel like maybe that has something to do with it.
They say that sometimes when they put that thing around you and they're like, this might be a little bit higher than normally was because people are nervous.
Which is what I've now discovered on this journey, because the second time when I went back, it was high again, and she took it twice. And both times it was high enough that she was like, all right, so what we'll do, because at that point she was ready to put me on the meds then. And then she was like, this is what we'll do. We'll give you 4 weeks. And we want you to get your own blood pressure monitor and then start to journal your blood pressure scores. So that's when I was like, okay, because she was like, it is possible that when you come here, your stress levels are high. It's early in the morning. You just got off work. You're rushing. You just came back from the gym. Like, everything I was doing. So I was like, okay. So then that's when it got confusing to me, because when I got my own monitor and I started logging my own scores, my blood pressure would be very normal or even low mm-hmm. at times.
And that's what made you think you had white coat syndrome, right?
Right. So then I heard someone say, like, yo, you might officially have white coat syndrome, which I had no idea what that was. And so I did my research and I learned that a lot of people, when they go to the doctor, their blood pressure is a lot higher than if they weren't there. So I was like, maybe it's possible. So I figured I'll know. So I started to journal my blood pressure for a few weeks, and I would say like 80% of the time, it was like a very normal score. Every once in a while, I would kind of get a high score, but majority of the time, it was very low. So I was like, all right, this is a good sign. I don't think I'm going to have to do anything major to change my lifestyle or anything like that. So I had to go back. It became like the time for me to go and really figure it out. And she had told me she was going to be very strict about it. Like, if I go back in there and my scores are still ringing high, then something has to be done, because I'm too young for my scores to be mm-hmm. this high. And so when I went in, I was even more nervous now, obviously, because I'm like, I felt like a lot was on the line here.
Yeah.
So there I am. I'm doing like breathing exercises in the waiting room, trying my best. I even pushed my appointment back further so I wouldn't rush, so I would be comfortable. Like I tried to do everything in my power so that I could still keep eating fried chicken. Like that was,
my goal. Everything I do, yeah. I do for fried chicken.
It's all for the fried chicken.
I got one goal, to get out of here and get the green light for Popeye.
That's it. That is it. That's a win. So I go in and I'm like, all right, let's do this. So she puts it on me and then she takes my score and I can see like in her face that it's not good.
Oh no.
I could just already see it. So I'm like, what's the score? She's like, it's pretty high. Now this is not my doctor yet. This is the assistant, right?
It's
so
nurse.
The nurse, right? So she's like, it's pretty high. Like I think I came in at like 139 over at a high 90. So it was a high enough score to where they were like, all right, we're gonna have to do something. And I told her, I'm like, listen, I got white coat syndrome, okay? Like, I promise you, that's what's happening here. I pulled my journal out. I was like, look at my scores. I'm like really trying to convince her. So she's like, all right, let me go ask your doctor and see what we can do. So she go ask the doctor, and she comes back.
She come back in like a blue coat. Take it again.
No, she came back and was like, she's like, all right, we'll take it one more time, and then we'll go with the second result. So I'm like, all right, here we go. So when she took it the second time, there's a moment of truth, and I got a very, very normal score. It was like super low. And she was like, you really do have white coat syndrome. And I'm like, I told y'all, like, this is a real thing. So she was like, I'm fine. I still have to monitor myself for like the next 4 weeks just to make sure. But she said, as of right now, I'm great.
Good.
So you can go to Popeye's.
I went to Popeye's from the doctor.
Yes. That's how you celebrate right there, man. If I were you, I would not get my cholesterol checked.
No, not at all. No, that's fine. Don't worry about
baby
it.
Baby step.
The Burt Show.